What a year these past 2 months have been. Holy fuck, I'm back. I think it's been 2 months since my last, real episode recording. And let me tell you, it's been a very, very long past 2 months. I've started a new job. I've fucking passed out. Health issues, I guess. I don't know. I feel fine. We aren't going to dive into that. Bunch of different things happen. I need to turn my phone on fucking silence. I'm not used to this whole fucking being back thing. And we have a lot to talk about, but we've also survived 20 fucking once in a lifetime things, like a new fucking eruption in Yellowstone, an ex-president, former president assassination attempt, the current president fucking dropping out, a lot of politics shit that I'm not going to get into because politics. We've had a new season of Shoresy come out. We've had A Life is Strange fucking announced with Max back. What else? I've finished Attack on Titan. There's so much shit that I need to talk about. And it all begins here in season 2 with a game that came out that I said I would review and let you know if it's worth buying. And that is College Football 25. College Football 25 is finally fucking here. And let me tell you, we have the good, the bad, and the ugly to talk about. But your short answer is yes, it is worth buying. The complicated answer is yes, it is worth buying, but if you plan on getting Madden at full price, I would not get this at full price. Now, here's the thing. I have no intentions of getting Madden at full price. I haven't even watched anything on Madden this year because I'm fucking fed up and over with Madden. It's been, when was the last good Madden I played? I'll give 20 the last good quote-unquote Madden I've played. However, the last Madden that I actively wanted to play was probably 12. And yeah, it's been over 10 years since we've had Madden that made me actively want to come back and play. 20 was very good. I wanted to play 20, but it wasn't I wanted to sit down and play 3 to 4 games in a row in 20. In 12, I would play half a season in one fucking day because it was that good. You could zero out the sliders, which is something we'll talk about with college football. And you could just, the players would play based to the ratings. Now, sliders have got a lot more complicated. I can normally find a passable set. However, it's one thing affects another. Offsides affects pass blocking, and that just shouldn't be the case. Yeah, I'm not sure where I was or what I was talking about, but this is where I'm currently at. I got a phone call. I had to walk away from recording for about 5 hours or so. Now it's way too hot in this room to not have the air conditioner on, and you can just hear it. So I'll get this episode up when I get this episode up. I'm not going to make any more promises or anything, but we'll talk about NCAA from this point college football from this point forward. I'm not going to pretend I remember what I talked about. Alright, listen, the weather people lied to me. They said it was going to fucking rain for 2 days straight. It was supposed to rain all fucking week. It never did. Rain is good for me because that means the sun is not beating down on my fucking apartment and just causing it to be overwhelmingly hot in here. So I'm biting the bullet today. I'm in here with the... I had the AC running. I turned it off. I turned the fan off so there's no noise. We're just going to try to hammer this out and fucking... I'm taking a bullet for you guys. A heat bullet. And I hate the heat. Anybody that knows me knows this one is to get the fucking episode out. God knows how late at this point. I don't know why I mentioned I didn't go back and listen. And I'm not going to edit the beginning. I will probably... I don't know what I'm going to edit and not edit. We'll just... we'll see. This very well may just be a... let's get this episode up. Let's not even worry about editing. And let's just fucking go. So, off to a great start. Season 2. Let's go. I'm going to talk about EA College Football 25 right now. CFB25. If it makes you feel great, I have to take a break from it to record this. So, I've been saying that it's absolutely worth buying. I'm going to stick by that. I have felt the highs of having a good football game again and the lows of having a good football game again. I will preface this by saying that this is an EA game. There is still very much some EA elements to it. And part of that is being that we've been waiting for an update to fix the simulation for Dynasty. FCS teams tend to upset top-ranked teams. I've seen Georgia State, a 75 overall team, in the top 25. I haven't reached it there as Marshall yet, but I'm still fucking around with sliders. My current recommendation for sliders will be Kane 21, not to be mistaken for Mr. Hurricane, who is using Matt 10 sliders. I usually use Matt 10 sliders for Madden, but I'm just not... it's too close to default Heisman for me. Where, and by that I mean, default Heisman plays very well, but I don't believe... it doesn't make the players feel different enough for me, if that makes sense. Where Kane 21, the way he has it set up, the stars feel like stars, and the mid-tier players feel mid-tier, and the lower-tier players feel lower-tier. And I have a lot of lower-tier players, so I feel it. It's actually been really tough for me to get into this a few times because I've had a lower team, and with testing sliders, having a lower team is rough. But I've built my team up to an 85 now, which sounds great until you realize college football is all just a bunch of fucking overpowered people. So 85 is really just an average team. I have an average team right now, and I'm okay with that. I'm winning probably the same amount as I'm losing, which is what should happen with an average team. I do believe EA has shown what they can do with a football game, though, and we should be disappointed in Madden for the past 11 years. And because the presentation on this college football game is so much better, like, you could tell they just kind of been throwing whatever at us in Madden for the past multiple years, and they actually fucking tried here. There's a halftime show that's not just a map pulled up on the screen with the coach talking about scores that may or may not have happened. The scores that are mentioned in college football, in my experience so far, are all accurate. And they, I mean, Madden was pretty accurate with it, but this actually has a halftime show with video. It only shows your game. We aren't quite to 2K5 yet. That's right. Football 2K5, whatever they called it, NFL 2K5 by 2K, had a halftime show that showed highlights from games around the league. So we aren't back to the 2005 technology yet, which there are 130-something teams in this fucking game, so I don't blame them for not having that out yet, quite yet. And I wouldn't be surprised because EA is EA if it ever comes out. I don't know if this is going to be a yearly get for me. It's really cool having a game, despite I've had a game today where I was frustrated and I played an FCS team where I just blew them out. So I've faced a Marshall right now, and I faced Ohio State, which is like their rival. And Ohio State is lower ranked than me, but they came out hot against a rival. And you'll have that. It kind of sucked, but I had a situation, and I've had games like this. I've had games in the opposite effect to this, but today was... I'm probably sound to scramble because today the refs just did not like me. I had plays where they were done, over with, tackled on the ground, and a flag got thrown, and it was a holding, and they brought me back 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, where I assume the holding call took place way back, like, 15 yards ago. I don't understand how that can be called, but EA is going to EA. I mean, I understand how it can be called, but how it can move me back from the line of scrimmage and not from where I was whenever the penalty happened. Like, so my only guess is that it's programmed to happen where, or take 10 yards from where it took effect, but at the same time, they have illegal block in the back penalties where, or holding penalties. This is a good example. The same game, the same team had a holding penalty called against them, and it went from their line of scrimmage, or not their line of scrimmage, their spot of the penalty, which resulted in a first down still. So it just kind of felt the refs were out to get me in that game, and that absolutely, there are games, like, look at the Eagles and Dolphins last year, I want to say. The Eagles had nothing called against them, and the Dolphins had, like, 11 penalties, I want to say. So it absolutely happens, but, like, my God, did I feel cheated. And the reason I don't play with Matt 10 sliders is because he doesn't have any penalties. So my options are I can have penalties and have the game feel like a football game, or I can have smooth animations where the game feels not like football. And I'm choosing to have the more rough football-feeling game out there. In terms of gameplay, I think it took a huge step. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to go back and edit this. This is game released as is. This is raw. And next week, whenever I talk about Shorzy, we'll get an edited episode because I'm going to record that ahead of time. I decided to pick up overtime today. Today's the release. And that means I have to get to bed here in like a half hour. So we're throwing this out here because I can't keep delaying this podcast, or I'll just never do it. The depression's hit. Anyway, back to college football. College football is all I want to do. I am a week behind because I can't on YouTube shows and like shows that I've been trying to watch. I did get a second watching of Shorzy out, but I watched it in three separate sittings where I normally watch a season. Hell, I watched season one, season two in one sitting last year whenever I was doing those podcasts. So it took me three separate sittings for six 23-minute episodes. All I want to do is play college football. I've taken a break here or there because I still want to play the show, but I'll play one, maybe two games of the show, and honestly, I'm playing more player lock to make those games go faster so I can go back to college football. I've downloaded five or six adult games that I want to play, and I've not played them at like all because I want to play college football. This game, I don't think you understand. I have not had a good football game in 11 years. The last good football game was NCAA 14. And now we have EA College Football 25. So it's been 11 years since I played a game that authentically has felt like football. Now, I'm sure, and it's not going to be next week, which, I mean, Madden comes out sometime this month. I don't know because I haven't paid much attention to it, but I have seen the franchise stuff. And it looks like it's taking steps in the right direction, which I've said for the past how many fucking years now. I just don't know if it's enough steps in the right direction. So I'm not going to buy it and play it until it goes on sale. And I don't mean like the $20 off sale. I mean, it's got to be $20 period for me to get it on sale. Like, I'm not fucking spending more than $20 on Madden this year. I have a football game that I'm happy with, and that's college football. But I will dive into the franchise here in an episode or two. Before the month's over, I'll talk about Madden and how I feel about that. It's probably just going to be a fucking rant. I think this has mostly gone on as a rant so far. Recruiting. Let's talk about recruiting in college football. I'm only going to talk about Dynasty Mode because, I can talk about Road to Glory. I've played an underdog quarterback. I got to my sophomore year and I became a starter. Now, a lot of people are saying if you play the underdog route, you aren't going to ever play. And yeah, if you take the underdog route, it's a realistic thing. if you take the underdog route and you walk on to Bama, you're not going to fucking play unless you hack the game and get a shit ton of experience. However, if you go to a one-star school and you build yourself up, you will become a starter there, and if you get enough points, then you can transfer to, like, a Bama and have a shot. And I'm not saying, like, you want to go to Bama. I don't know Bama's rosters. I don't know the top-tier school rosters that well. However, if you find a four-star school with a weak quarterback spot or whatever position you're playing, and you think you have a shot, you can transfer there. The transfer portal is a thing in the game, and it's pretty cool because I have to try to retain my players. And you get so many persuasion attempts at the end of the season. I'm not 100% sure what determines how many you get, because the first time I did it, I had 2 attempts, and the last time I did it, I had 5. I think the way it works is you get 2 failed attempts. However, if you have as many successful attempts as you want, but the second you fail that second attempt or maybe third attempt, then it's just over. It might also depend on your experience. I'm not 100% sure. That's something I should probably look into. Recruiting is mostly bare bones. I mean, it wasn't that great in NCAA 14 either. I think coaching carousel has taken a step back since NCAA 14. In NCAA 14, they went through this whole system where you saw who was getting hired where. I apologize if you can hear the kids outside. I don't think they need to be that fucking loud. Fucking kids. However, it wasn't that deep back in the day for recruiting. You just kind of allocated points, and it's kind of the same system, except you're saying you're doing something now. Like, you're sending the house for this player. You're contacting his family. But at the end of the day, you are allocating hours, which is just pretty much the point system we had. Like, it's 50 points to send the house. It's 40 points to schedule a visit. And that's pretty much the same system we had back in the day, except it was just, you want to put this many points on this guy, and visits are 40 points. I don't know what it was back in the day. It's 40 points now. So, they just added a little bit more detail, which is fine. Recruiting's fine. You can get if you play your cards right, I've gotten a 5-star recruit at Marshall as a 1-star school. I wouldn't recommend just kind of fucking going about trying to get 5-star recruits, because you just won't. You're not going to compete with people higher in their pipeline that have more resources. As a small school, I started with Kent State, and I think I had 300 fucking hours there. I am now Marshall, and I have 500 hours. I know Miami. Yeah, Miami has 1,000 hours, and I imagine Bama has more than that. So it depends on how big of a school you are, how many resources you have to get your hours, points, whatever you want to call them. So the bigger school you're at, the more chances you have at your bigger recruits. Now, I have not built Marshall all the way up, and I have coaching firing on, so who knows if I even stay there forever. One thing in the coaching carousel, back in the day, you could apply to jobs. You could just apply anywhere you wanted. Here, you have to be offered a job to get it. And, I mean, I guess that's more realistic. But whenever Marshall extended my contract, I had no offers out there. As opposed to whenever I fucking have been playing like shit, I had 4-star offers to be an offensive coordinator. So, I'm not sure what goes into their coaching carousel decisions. And I know it sounds like I'm nitpicking the game. I'm telling you the negatives, because I want to get them out of the way. The positives, the positives are on the field. The negatives are off the field. There's one negative I have on the field, and that is that cornerback-wide receiver interaction is still, it's still the shit that's been for the past, since fucking Madden has been created. They haven't mastered both the fucking receiver and the cornerback going up for the ball. It's almost like there's a rock, paper, scissor that goes on in the coding, and whoever wins that is the one that gets to jump for the ball, and the other one is just kind of like, you know, on SpongeBob, where he's like, hey, stole your ice cream, get mad, now let him have it, and SpongeBob's like, you can have it. that's kind of what the corner or wide receiver that loses that rock, paper, scissor coding fucking does. Just you can have it. There are far too many balls where the receiver wide open does not try for it. I've hit the ball off of the receiver's legs multiple times. Just today, I literally hit the ball off the receiver's ass. He didn't turn, like, he saw it. You could see him looking at the ball. The programming is good enough to have their head track where the ball is, but there's just no effort to make the play. If it's lower than their waist, they don't seem to want to try to catch it. And I don't know if that is I have lower ranked players or not. I'm hoping once I get higher ranked players, I see a little bit more effort. The computer fucking players, of course, put all the effort into the world on every fucking catch where they're wide open. I've seen them lay out for a ball that they had no fucking shot at. Not my receivers. That ball can hit their ass and they're like, ha! Got me. Like, okay, thanks. I just failed my third down conversion because you put zero effort into catching that ball. The environments are great. The, like, atmosphere, the crowd, the home field advantage does not feel cheesy at all. The meter, the noise meter, actually, like, reflects the noise, and all it does is shakes your composure a little. You might see the wrong play. You might have the squiggly play art, and sometimes your receivers will have a different button than they should. It doesn't feel broken, though. Like, it feels good. It's not just, hey, this person has an X factor, so fuck you. Or, you know, hey, this person, I have a running back right now, he's a 99 overall because I changed him from a wide receiver and he was just fit to be a running back, and he doesn't dominate because he is a receiving back. He's not a between the tackle back. I need to get him out in space. And I mean, he's no Christian McCaffrey, but I can justify that because he is a wide receiver that I, in his senior year, turned to halfback. So it's not like he's been playing it his entire life. I can justify this. I also have a shitty ass offensive line, so he's not a between the tackle runner, and they aren't really good enough to get him to the outside. His best plays are whenever I can swing it out to him and like a swing pass, a screen, or just find him in space, because that's when he does his magic, and he is fast. So he was a deep threat receiver. I don't understand how he transformed to a receiving back rating wise, but he doesn't dominate the game, and I like that. I do like that he has his strengths and weaknesses. Every player seems to have their strengths and weaknesses. I can tell the difference between a deep threat and a physical receiver now. I can tell the difference between a deep threat and a route runner. Somebody that route runs can get open. Deep threats have to get behind the defense. Physical players have better short route running. They are great in the red zone. It's really cool. You can tell the difference between a blocking tight end, a possession tight end, and a vertical threat tight end. You can tell the difference between a run blocker and a pass blocker. You can tell the difference between a speed rusher, a power rusher, and a run stopper. Because run stoppers will get no fucking pressure on the quarterback whatsoever. Like, none. The other team won't run on you, but you won't get any pressure on that quarterback unless you're bringing a blitz. Trust me, I've fucking tried. And you can really tell the difference between a 70 overall, an 80 overall, and a 90 overall. Everything, speed isn't the only thing that matters in this. And from what I've seen from Madden so far, I am worried that speed might be the only thing that matters in Madden again. Not that it matters because I'm not getting it right away. College football is the football game you need. If you plan on getting Madden for whatever fucking reason, I probably wouldn't get college football. Let's put it this way. I would not pay full price for college football and Madden. If you 100% need Madden because you are NFL only, don't get college football. However, if you just want a good football game and you're between the two, get college football. Don't get Madden. You don't need Madden. And if you got money to blow, good for you. I'll just fucking donate me some. I mean, like, you don't need Madden this year. You don't need Madden until they realize that what they did with college football is different and better. There are some things in Madden I like. Like I said, it's a step in the right direction. I just don't believe it's going to be there. I have to look into it further before I talk further into it. College football feels good. It feels fresh. And I don't know if I want it to be a yearly game, because I can see it being ruined. The parts that I say are still EA is that we've been waiting on an update to fix SimLogic. There's no formation subs for whatever fucking reason. And formation subs are a lot more important in college than they are in NFL. And I don't mean formation subs like you push triangle during the game to sub somebody in and out. I mean formation subs for specific players to go into specific formations. And it stays there for the entire fucking season. Because, like, I don't want to do that every game. Auto subs, they have adjusted it so every team is different. They have their own auto subs, but the computer doesn't have the capability to fucking use their auto subs. So if you use yours, you're taking advantage of something the computer can't do. I personally just don't do that. That doesn't make the game fun for me. I don't like taking my advantages. It's just like, it's mind-boggling how they can't incorporate these things. And it's lazy. There wasn't practice, like a free practice, for the first fucking 2 weeks of the game being out, because EA took their fucking time to patch it in. And I don't even know if formation subs are coming. I don't know. This game is a great game. It's the football game that we have been wanting forever. However, it could be so much better still if it were not in the hands of EA. And that is a rant for another day. I've been going on for about a half hour now. I need to wrap it up. Like I said, I need to go to bed. This game posted raw. Happy first episode back, baby. We're back. Hey, at the Roby Shrek. If you don't find it, I don't have it. That's all social medias. Shrek Attack has Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Next week, we are going to talk about Shorcy. Hopefully, there's some point where I can just record where it's not a million degrees. I am sweating my ass off doing this. I don't know, you might have heard it a few seconds ago, me lifting my leg and it just sticking to the chair because it's so fucking hot. I'm over this. I'm ready for fall. Fuck summer. I have guests lined up. Overrated and I have a topic that we need to get off our chest. We are sick of it. We are absolutely sick of it. I think you know what it is. I have TV shows to talk about. I just got City of Broken Dreamers. Just went complete. Once I finish it, I'll probably talk about it. That's an adult game. I think I'm going to do a couple adult game reviews. I have other game reviews I want to do. We got to talk about Life is Strange. We got to talk about so much Life is Strange. Before the new game comes out, I got to talk about Life is Strange. You know, the original, Before the Storm. I guess Life is Strange 2. And True Colors. True Colors absolutely bringing the game back for me. Got to talk about how there might be a new best girl. Rachel Amber might not be the best girl anymore because death exists. So we got to talk about a lot of Life is Strange. If you have any requests for TV shows, animes, if you tell me a movie, I'm going to send you to Overrated. But TV shows, animes, video games, anything that I can play and do a quick review on, that's something we're going to do. Obviously, I'm going to have some more top fives coming in. So if you want my top five anything, let me know. I have top five Smite Gods, Pokemon, and I think Digimon coming up. And just any category that you want top five out of me, let me know. I'll do it. And I don't know. We have guests. We have a few guests lined up. I don't know if they're still into it because it was season one whenever I talked to them and then I disappeared. This has been good. This feels good. It feels good to be back. Hit the fucking music. I'm done. I'm out of here. Yeah. I don't know if that set the tone. I gotta really try to set the tone next week.